As beloved Mighty Victory speaks his heart to us, we ask our mighty armed presence to bless him in the name of his help to all mankind. May we send our love in the name of mankind, that his love and blessing may intensify and release as quickly as possible throughout the world the power necessary to put an end to that which through the centuries past has caused such distress to life. Beloved ones of the mighty Saint Germain's blessed family, I come to bring to you the further assistance of the Legions of Victory. And I trust tonight you will feel them closer and closer as they draw more of the sacred fire in and around you and all that is constructed within the land. The Legions of Victory are approaching. And I mean by that approaching the lower atmosphere of Earth and are entering in more to the physical affairs of mankind in the release of that sacred fire that must burn its way through the accumulation of mankind's discord and filth and frightful destructive plans and accumulation of the energy that has been misused in the past. Now, as you give recognition, precious ones, to each of these various activities of the sacred fire and hold the picture within, your mighty I Am presence and we set those activities into conscious, dynamic action in you and around you to release the greater power by which you accomplish greater victory. And since we are going to dwell quite powerfully and persistently upon the discipline and activity of reminding you to hold the picture of the perfection that needs to come into this world, I give you again the exercise of seeing the unfed flame in your heart reach up and become one with the sevenfold flame in the forehead, filling the entire upper portion of the body with the sacred fire, acknowledging your victory of the sacred fire, your victory of the cosmic Christ, your victory of your mighty I Am presence in the cosmic action of sacred fire in and around you that closes out the way and means of connection with the discordant thoughts and feelings of the world around you and of destructive conditions of the outer world's accumulation. Now, I don't want you to misunderstand me, but the hour strikes if you are to use greater power than the rest of mankind wield, when you must give recognition to the expansion of the unfed flame in your heart, filling the brain structure and enfolding the upper part of the body. The reason for this is when the unfed flame in the heart is united with the sevenfold flame of the seven mighty Elohim, the mental faculties of your outer intellectual consciousness become sealed within and blended into the unfed flame from the heart. And then you never make mistakes any longer, because the faculties of the mind then are guarded or sealed within and enfolded within the unfed flame of the heart. Now, the faculties of your mind while they are faculties of the higher mental body, extended down into the brain structure, much as roots of a plant extend down into the earth, still, you, through the free will, have used those mental faculties to connect with the things of the outer world, and hence have drawn to yourselves the mistakes of the outer world and imposed them upon yourselves. But when you hold the picture of the unfed flame in your heart, reaching up and filling the brain structure and blending with the sevenfold flame of the seven mighty Elohim, the mental faculties of your mind become then sealed within and acting only through the power of the unfed flame. And that is why this messenger has so often called your attention to the use of the picture of the Master Jesus upon your forehead, or that of any other ascended master, recognizing always the power of the sacred fire of the ascended being whose likeness you hold in or around yourselves. When you hold these pictures, my dear ones, of ascended beings or activities of the sacred fire, you definitely create a cup, so to speak, into which your mighty I Am presence, or we, draw the sacred fire from the octave of life, our octave, into which no discord can ever come. So you are entering into the use of the cosmic fire in the universe around you that always produces perfection. And so as you understand this and give it recognition and use it, you will find it much easier to keep out of the mind the thoughts and feelings and suggestions and pictures of that which is of but human creation. At a certain point on the path, when the light within your causal body reaches a certain intensity, the higher mental body automatically enfolds the outer self with greater love and greater light to help close out the destructive suggestions of the world about you. But when you, of your own free will, through love to your I Am presence, love to us, expand the unfed flame in your heart and let it enfold the upper part of the body, you automatically then enter in to the protection, the illumination, and the fiery love of the seven mighty Elohim and of your higher mental body. It enables your higher mental body to come closer to the outer self, and therefore its power will more easily surge into outer conditions to protect you, to give you victory, to lift you to freedom, and to clothe you in the powers of the higher mental body to assist others and to fulfill the divine plan more quickly. Now, in the fulfillment of your decree to overcome so-called death, this use of the sacred fire must be understood, must be used, and must be accepted as the authority over the flesh body in order to release through the atomic structure enough power of the sacred fire to cut the gravity pull of earth in order to let you ascend consciously into our octave. And so All of this is a preparation which we are hoping to intensify as you place your attention upon it and draw more of its sacred fire in and around you as unascended beings in order to set the pattern or form the cup again into which more cosmic sacred fire can come to release all mankind from so-called death also. So in giving obedience to this for your own freedom, you also provide us with the cup by which the cosmic sacred fire can intensify and increase around you and through you to render the same service to the rest of mankind. And so the great work goes on, ever giving the blessings of the sacred fire into the outer use of mankind whenever they are ready to purify themselves, accept this great blessing and perfection of the mighty I Am Presence, and then use it under the direction of the ascended host until the outer self becomes the law manifest of the sacred fire in this world. You see, you have all felt that you are the body as you move around in your daily affairs. You are not consciously thinking of yourself as the presence that uses the body. You just think you're the body because you dash into this and you dash into that, and the body does the dashing, see? Well, when you enter in to this conscious recognition and use of the unfed flame in your heart as the oneness with your presence, blending with the flame of the seven mighty Elohim, you will begin to recognize yourselves as a being of the sacred fire. And as soon as you really know that, not just in your intellect, but in your feeling, with every ounce of energy in your being, in your world, then the greater perfection, the higher mental body, blends with the outer self, its greater powers pour through, and it reveals its mastery through you, because the sacred fire keeps the door open and the human creation of this world pushed aside so the higher mental body can have its dominion through the outer self. Now, it sounds easy, doesn't it? Isn't it easy when I hold this picture for you, describe the way and means? Well, I assure you, dear ones, it's a great deal easier than living the life that you've lived in distress. Because there's no distress once you begin to live in this sacred fire from your heart, enfolding the mind and reaching up and knowing its oneness with the higher mental body, the electronic presence. As you dwell within that, there is such peace and such power goes forth through that sacred fire that the love the world needs has a free flow through the outer self into your affairs, and just simply expands its perfection and its blessing as the sun expands its light through the earth. So, beloved ones, sometimes when the struggle grows great in the outer, if you will only do what the Blessed Divine Director said, turn away from it for just an instant, and recognizing the expansion of the unfed flame in your heart, reaching up to enfold your presence, you would break the connection of your attention and your intellect with the disturbing condition. And in doing that, you would give control of the condition into the hands of your presence. It is an insulation. It is a way of cutting you free from connection with the discord of the outer world, and it is the easiest, most wonderful way and means of controlling your attention. Because the moment the unfed flame in your heart expands and reaches up to your presence, it cuts the lines of connection of the intellect and brain consciousness with the atmosphere about you or with the thoughts and feelings that float everywhere in the atmosphere that constantly disturb you from hour to hour. You know, so often when there's a destructive experience of some kind and it touches your feelings deeply, you think that over for hours. You think of it that day, you think of it at night, you think of it again the next day. Well, it has had a pretty close connection, a very close connection, with your energy and your life through your attention. Or it would not hold your attention upon it so long. So when disturbing conditions come and you want to compel your attention and your feeling to be taken off of them, there's one flash of flame from the unfed flame in your presence reaching up and holding the higher metal body or the electronic presence in its own blazing flame of love, draws your attention there. And the life of your heart flows there through the attention on that which has been tied in to your energy of life. From the discordant experience of the world around you, automatically is disconnected. And it is the easiest way to keep the door of your world locked against the destructive forces of this earth. And it is the easiest way to acknowledge the miracles of the presence drawing in and around you their blessings to fulfill the divine plan and set you free. This is part of the activity of the great central sun magnet. Because the power of that magnet never acts below the heart. It comes down in and around and draws you back up to where you belong. And so, beloved ones, sometimes when the pull of the outer seems to be disturbing, you have within you at every moment the full authority and power to take your attention off of the disturbance and giving yourself back into the arms of your presence, let your presence handle the conditions of the outer until they are brought into divine order and the divine plan fulfilled releases its freedom to you. So, as beloved Saint Germain has given you the use of the spiral violet consuming flame and the other activities of the violet flame and the sacred fire. Each one of these activities will cut you free from the connection with the discord of the outer world. Cut your feelings free. But this use and picture of the unfed flame in your heart expanding and reaching up to your presence controls your attention more powerfully than any other thing you can do. And I tell you frankly, the destructive forces of this world only hold dominion over you or your affairs through your attention. And the moment you are master of that, you will find it a scepter of power to take you anywhere in the universe, do anything you want to, so long as it be constructive, and make you master of circumstance. Oh, blessed ones, I give it to you tonight because it is the secret of my victory. It is the secret of building a momentum of victory, of hundreds of thousands of centuries of victory. Don't you see, I had to keep my attention on victory, or I could not build that momentum. And the power that enabled me to build was the unfed flame in my heart that desired that victory and knew it could only come from the sacred fire of my presence. And so as I gave the flame of my heart to my presence and called for its victory to forever blaze a sun of its flame around me, I became the victory of my mighty I Am presence. And then, as my use of that flame continued, my attention never again went to the discord of the outer world. Then, when I entered into cosmic action and cosmic service, and when it became necessary for me to enter the atmosphere of Earth to help free mankind from these terrible conditions, I still came within the flame or sun presence of my own attention to victory. So when I came as the flame of victory to burn its way through everything, and I still am sealed within it and am a son of its presence. And it still holds my attention to just that which produces victory. When I issued that order that set aside the old occult law of this world, the flame flashed and I stood within it. The help has gone forth, and the plan of the Antichrist, which had planned to use the fear of occultism to enslave the people further, that was shattered and burned out of the universe by the flame around me as I issued the command. And so can it be with you. Thank you so much, precious ones. Won't you be seated, please? So I leave you to experiment with the use of this, and I will remind you that since your freedom depends on the mastery of your attention, if you are to have your victory over so-called death and manifest the freedom of your mighty I Am presence wherever you go in the universe, the unfed flame in your heart must go back to your presence. And that is the only victory there is for the outer self. All victory over this world has to be manifested by the unfed flame in your heart. And so as you allow it to control your attention and you recognize yourself as its presence, instead of the body, you will find your victory is far nearer than you dream. It is but a constant use and reminder of this to let the attention stay where victory is, that enables the flame to intensify around you that does produce the perfection and the victory that sets you free. There is no freedom anywhere in the universe except within the sacred fire. And so as you dwell within the unfed flame of your heart reaching up to your presence and keeping your attention there, the freedom which your mighty I Am presence is automatically sends its sacred fire into the world around you, and its perfection becomes manifested forever. So I commend you to your freedom and the victory that only the unfed flame in your heart can bestow, and which we enfold in the cosmic fire of our love to protect you until your own blessed I Am presence floods around you its sacred fire of eternal freedom. So I commend you to the victory of your own heart's flame. And as you use the authority and power which it is to life, you will find the sacred fire in the universe around you has become your world, and your freedom is manifested now. Thank you with all my heart, and the flame of my heart's victory shall ever fill you and your world until your use of the sacred fire has made you its victory forever. And I bear to you the love from those others from Venus who have come to bring the sacred fire to Earth and will yet manifest the victory that is God's mastery over everything, everywhere, forever. Thank you. Beloved Mighty Victory, thank you for your love tonight. Thank you for the flame of your victory to the earth. May your heart's command to life be answered by our obedience until the fullness of that sacred fire is victorious everywhere at our conscious command. To the brothers, the golden robe, the diamond heart, the blue flame, the white robe, and the indigo cape, we ask thy enfolding radiance to all in this radiation. Watch thou between each of us while we're absent one from another. Glorify us quickly, that limitless outpouring of such invincible victory, of the unfed flame from our hearts enfolding our presence, that never again does the attention of the outer self connect with that which causes distress. Beloved Daddy, in the words of the benediction, clothe us with such invincible victory of your own heart's flame that we are filled and surrounded by it, and we forever go forward to our freedom. Thank you, beloved Daddy. Thank you, mighty victory. And thank you, beloved sacred fire, for your presence in the universe that is our very life and freedom. For all. And to the seven mighty Elohim, the seven mighty Kumaras, the seven mighty Choans, the seven great archangels, do we call as never before for your visible, tangible, fiery presence with us. Clothe us in the sevenfold flame, the seven mighty Elohim, and beloved Arcturus, compel the unfed flame in our hearts to expand and become one with the sevenfold flame without, and cutting us free from all connection with the discord of the outer world. Let us move in the world, but not of it, and pouring into its distress the fiery hand, the fiery love, and the fiery power and heart flame of the victorious cosmic Christ, take us forward and manifest the victory of the sacred fire that sets all free for eternity. We thank thee. Thank you, precious ones. Thank you, precious ones. We add to that all we are and have or ever hope to be or have, and raise it all to our beloved mighty I Am presence and all the great ones. asking them to accept it, amplified without limit, charged to the one mighty stroke of that world-enfolding flame of such invincible victory of the cosmic Christ that wherever we abide, the sacred fire takes its dominion and forever sets all free in the victory of the ascension without passing through the change called death. And beloved great beings who govern the sacred fire and who govern the cosmic crystal cup, flood forth all of their blessings into the outer use of those on this radiation, expand it in worldwide victory to the annihilation of all war, all impurity, all that is not of the light, and make those under this radiation the custodians of the wealth of the world, to command and to compel all on this earth, raise purified, illuminated news in the service of the light for the ascension of all as soon as possible, according to the wisdom of the great divine plan. We thank thee. Now as we return these physical flames to the great central sun from whence they came, we ask them be our messengers and convey to the heart center of creation our heart's call for all the light, all the help, all the power, all the sacred fire of the heart flame from the heart of creation to come forth in victorious cosmic Christ control of everything in this world and swiftly take his dominion that forever holds command.